Good morning and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, Latin American AI startups are transforming farming through data harvesting. Also, Michigan lawmakers are working to support startups and innovation in the state. Plus, a German startup offers a modular PV system for parking lots. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with a look at how Latin American startups are revolutionizing farming and agricultural giants like Brazil by using artificial intelligence. For centuries, farmers relied on almanacs to understand and predict weather patterns, but now there's a new approach. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent, James. So how are these startups using AI to help farmers access credit?
Well, David, one startup called Trave, launched in 2018 by Aline and Fabricio, is collecting massive amounts of agriculture data and analyzing it with AI algorithms. This allows them to break down capital risk for lenders in just minutes, giving farmers much easier access to the credit they need upfront to buy critical inputs like seeds and fertilizer. Before, lenders relied on complex manual risk analysis models that could take months. But Trave's AI can assess nuanced risk variables far more accurately and efficiently.
That's a significant improvement. And Trave has already facilitated nearly $1 billion in financing for over 70,000 producers through clients like Syngenta and major banks. Beyond credit risk assessment, though, how else is AI being applied to boost agricultural productivity?
AI is being used in a wide range of applications, from self-driving tractors to drones that monitor crop health, to smart cameras that can recognize and precisely target weeds with herbicide. Another startup called Terra Firma has developed an AI model that analyzes satellite imagery to forecast environmental risks to farms, like natural disasters, disease outbreaks, and soil erosion. The key is training the AI on huge historical datasets to understand complex factors like water and wind movement and solar exposure variation across farmland.
So it sounds like there's huge potential for these AI technologies to make farming more productive, profitable, and resilient, especially in major agricultural regions like Latin America. But what are some of the challenges in making this an accessible solution for farmers worldwide?
Collecting and processing the massive amounts of data needed to properly train agricultural AI is very resource intensive. It requires extensive data infrastructure and repositories. As they say in data science, garbage in, garbage out, the quality and scale of the data is critical. While farmers are usually very data-focused, aggregating and standardizing all that information globally is an immense challenge. These startups are working hard to solve in order to realize the revolutionary potential of AI in agriculture.
It will be exciting to see how these technologies develop and impact one of the world's most critical industries. And speaking of agriculture, for centuries, farmers have relied on almanacs to understand and predict weather patterns. But now, Latin American startups are using artificial intelligence to revolutionize agriculture in countries like Brazil, the world's biggest exporter of soybeans, corn, and beef. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent, Celeste. So how are these startups using AI to help farmers and lenders?
Well, David, one key example is a startup called Trave, launched in 2018 by Aline and Fabricio Fonseca. Trave collects massive amounts of agriculture data and analyzes it with AI to break down capital risk for lenders and give farmers easier access to the credit they need to buy inputs like seed and fertilizer. Before, lenders each used their own risk analysis models that could take months. But Trave can do it in minutes with better accuracy.
That's impressive. And Trave has already attracted some major clients, right? What kind of impact is their platform having so far?
That's right. Trave is now used by over 70,000 producers and has facilitated nearly $1 billion in financial operations. Their clients include major players like Syngenta, fintech firms, and even Latin America's second biggest bank, Banco do Brasil. But Trave is just one example of how AI is being applied to boost agriculture. Other startups are using it for things like self-driving tractors, drones to track crop health, and smart cameras to spot weeds for precision herbicide treatment.
It sounds like there is huge potential for AI to reshape farming. But what are some of the challenges in developing these AI models for agriculture?
One of the biggest challenges is that AI models require massive amounts of data to train them. While farmers tend to track a lot of data about environmental conditions, inputs, and productivity, gathering and processing all that information from around the world is very complex and resource-intensive. As Alejandro Mieses from the startup Terra Firma explained, you need powerful servers and immense data repositories. And the data quality is critical. As the saying goes, garbage in, garbage out. But if these hurdles can be overcome, AI promises to bring a data-driven revolution to the ancient practice of farming.
Fascinating insights. Thank you, Celeste, for that report on how artificial intelligence is being used to transform agriculture, especially in Latin America. It will be very interesting to see how this trend develops in the coming years. In other news, Michigan lawmakers are working to support startups and innovation in the state. A bipartisan effort is underway to introduce laws that would provide crucial support for entrepreneurs and new businesses. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent, Michael. What can you tell us about these proposed bills?
Well, David, a group of Michigan House members have come together to introduce legislation that would create the Michigan Innovation Fund. This would be an early-stage pre-seed evergreen fund designed to support new businesses and help build a strong ecosystem for Michigan's startup community.
And why do these lawmakers feel this fund is needed in Michigan at this time?
Representative Alabbas Farhat, a Democrat from Dearborn, says this fund would represent a committed effort by the state to invest in homegrown entrepreneurs and talent. The goal is to keep innovative startups, jobs, and spending right here in Michigan, rather than seeing them leave for other states.
Have other states implemented similar innovation funds? And if so, what kind of impact have they had?
Yes, the lawmakers point to the success that other states like Ohio have had with these types of funds. Representative Jason Hoskins, a Democrat from Farmington, noted that over a five-year period, it's estimated that Ohio's Innovation Fund investments contributed $10 billion to the state's economy there.
Wow, that's a significant economic impact. So what are the specifics of the legislation being proposed in Michigan?
The bills would establish three packages that together allocate $105 million for the Michigan Innovation Fund. Representative Farhat says this fund would be a powerful tool to drive new business creation in the state and help stop the trend of startups and talent leaving Michigan for better opportunities elsewhere.
It certainly seems like there is strong support for this idea. What are proponents saying about why this fund is needed now?
Those backing the Innovation Fund say this strategy is critical and the timing is right. Patty Glaza, the executive VP of Invest Detroit and managing director of ID Ventures, called these bills a long overdue commitment to Michigan's innovation economy. Many feel the state needs to take action to better support startups and compete with other regions.
We'll continue to follow this story as the proposed legislation makes its way through the Michigan House and Senate. In other news, a German startup called UV Energy has developed a modular solar carport system that it claims can be deployed much faster than traditional solar installations. The company says its systems can go from initial inquiry to grid connection in just 3 to 6 weeks, compared to the typical 27 to 47 weeks for most solar projects today. For more, we turn to our startup correspondent, Abby. These solar carports sound intriguing. What makes them able to be installed so quickly compared to normal solar arrays?
There are a few key aspects of UV Energy's system that enable such rapid deployment. First, the modular design is self-balancing and can be secured with just ground screws, avoiding the need for extensive foundation work. The structure itself is quite simple, using only two main supports, and has a small number of total parts. This simplicity, along with partial automation, allows the solar carports to be constructed very quickly.
Interesting. The company also mentioned their software platform as being central to accelerating these solar projects. How does that factor in?
Yes, UV Energy has developed an in-house software suite called the UV 360-degree Operations Platform that automates and optimizes much of the project lifecycle. Just by providing a location, the software can autonomously determine the solar potential, optimal layout, and expected energy generation by incorporating geographical, meteorological, and satellite image data. It then helps manage everything from planning and sales to logistics, assembly, and invoicing. This software-driven approach is key to their speed.
What about the business model and pricing for these solar carports? How does UV Energy aim to get these out to customers?
UV Energy offers two main approaches. Customers can directly purchase the carport systems, which the company claims are the lowest price in the industry due to their efficiency advantages, despite being made in Germany. Alternatively, UV Energy also has a utility model where the startup covers all the upfront investment and installation costs and then sells the generated solar electricity to the customer at a fixed price through a power purchase agreement.
Having proven out the technology with a prototype, what are the next steps for UV Energy to scale up their impact?
With the core product ready, UV Energy is now focused on preparing for large-scale deployment. This includes expanding their organization and supply chain to enable high-volume manufacturing, sales, and installation in the next phase. They are also working with building authorities on simplifying and accelerating permitting and approval processes for solar carports. To fuel this growth, UV Energy plans to raise a financing round later this year, building on early investments from executives like the CEO of Dormakaba.
Thanks, Abby. It will definitely be exciting to see how UV Energy's innovative approach to solar adoption progresses in the coming months. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.